Joe, give me a little voice test there.
Okay.
You sound amazing. All right. Check my levels here real quick. Let's see. His Holiness humps hermaphrodites on holiday. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Welcome, everybody, once again to episode 5962 of Just Be Cousins. I am one of your hosts. In the virtual studio with me is your other host, and we are going to rock your socks back on. That's right, we're going to rock your socks back on. You are probably sitting in front of the fire right now. You've got a glass of six-year-old Sazerac in your hand that you bought at Costco today. The other hand, you've got a pipe. There's nothing in it. You don't smoke. It's just a prop. And you are relaxing, and you're not wearing socks. We're about to rock them back on your body. Joe, how are you?
Well, it's a beautiful evening. I feel good. I'm feeling better.
In Davenport?
In Davenport, yes. It's beautiful. Aesthetically.
Aesthetically beautiful.
That's redundant.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Joe, the elephant in the room is well, a lot of people are asking. We've got a lot of emails. They're really wondering what the fuck happened last Sunday on the Academy Awards. That's what they're asking about.
I think it's a symptom of a larger sickness.
A larger sickness.
Society.
Is it one of those
sicknesses of our society?
Is it one of those sicknesses that if you have it, people say, oh, I feel sorry for you, you've got a sickness? Or is it one of those sicknesses that if you have it, people are like, God damn it, you've got a sickness? Which sickness is it?
I think the human race is mentally ill, and it's unraveling slowly. And when we see something like that at the Academy Awards, it's just another indication that this whole shit show is...
A shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's something we should be ashamed of?
No, I think we should just consider it a sign of the end of times. That's all.
Okay. So no shame on you for what happened last week. No shame on me. It just happened. Move on.
Yeah.
Because it's where we are now in life as people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, shame. Last week, the elephant in the room, I didn't think was the Academy Awards. I thought it was... And I'm sure we disappointed millions of people last week when we did not record a podcast.
What do you mean? What do you mean we didn't record a podcast? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you know, we say that we're going to do one every week, and I think the real shame is that we didn't do one last week.
Okay, again, I have no, pardon my French, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. We did do a podcast last week, didn't we? There was one where I got really drunk and I sang These Eyes by the Guess Who. And I was drunk. Or did I say that already? And I sang it in Spanish. Wasn't that last week?
No, that was 2 weeks ago. And
look, Joe,
week...
I don't have one of these fancy astronomy degrees like you do with the whole space-time and all that bullshit. Okay, I did watch True Detective. I know that time is a flat circle. Are you telling me that we did not do a podcast last week?
Nope.
Nope, you're not telling me?
I'm telling you that.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry, but...
Yes, no, we did not.
Look, you know, I understand that, like, okay, you are something of an authority figure at the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa, and that you have, you know, people who look up to you and ask you questions. They seek advice from you, like, Joe, how do I make a chalupa supreme? Or, Joe, who should I take to prom? And I'm not trying to cause any problems here. I haven't even had my first shot of whiskey yet, but maybe it's going to your head, dude. You're telling me that you and I did not do a podcast last week. 7 days ago, what was that? February the 7th minus March 2nd. What was it?
I don't even know the date, but I can tell you, we didn't do it.
February 23rd, 2017. AD, which is stands for after death, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a Jesus thing, correct?
It's a Jesus thing, yeah.
I'd like to talk about Jesus later, too, if we have time.
You know, I was hoping that we would talk about Jesus. I felt like today's show could be very Jesus-prone. Jesus-prone. Oh, boy.
That's a good name for a Christian rock band.
Yeah, we're Jesus-prone.
Jesus-prone.
Yeah.
San Diego, California. From Seattle, Texas.
Or San Diego, New Hampshire. Actually, that you bring that up, it's pretty funny. I was looking at the top six best cities to live in the United States, and San Diego, New Hampshire, San Diego, Minnesota, San Diego, Connecticut, which I didn't think existed, Barstow, I'm not really sure what that one is, and Oklahoma City. Is Barstow in Oklahoma too?
I don't know.
I'll have to Google that. Hey, a little doggy dog.
Yeah, I was going to tell the story of how I got a puppy.
You have a puppy? Yeah, let's hear that.
And he's here.
Barstow's in California.
Oh, Barstow's in California? That's good. I think I've driven through there, maybe. Hard to tell.
It's near Lenwood. Have you been to Lenwood? Oh, Barstow's
maybe
in San Bernardino.
I drove through that, too. Oh, okay.
You know what? Barstow is... Okay, I know what Barstow is. I want to hear about the puppy, but Barstow is the Austin, Texas of Southern California, because what you got is like liberal California, and then you've got a pocket of California that's like redneck, and then inside the redneck pocket, there's Barstow.
Okay.
I just made that up. Tell me about your dog.
Well, it sounded okay to me. It didn't sound accurate, but it's, I don't know, it sounded like an entertaining yarn. Or just a small shred of yarn.
It's a small shred of yarn.
Yeah. So you're going to be hearing this puppy bark because I didn't know what to do with him. I didn't want to trap him.
Oh, my God.
He's been trapped in a room all day. So he might bark. He might bother me. He might distract me.
And you're going to let the podcast listeners name your dog, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, because... Yeah, I haven't thought of a good name for him yet in this, in podcast land. I don't know what his name is. I don't know what his name is, period. That's all there is to it.
Can I make a suggestion right now? Because I am, you know what? I'm not a podcast listener. You are, but I'm not a listener of the podcast. Here's my suggestion. I think you should name him Jesus Barking Christ. Do you know why? Because that's JBC. If I had a microphone right now, I'd drop it, but I have a headset.
Nice. JBC. Well, anyway, yeah. So I'm gonna call him JBC. I just wanna warn you and everybody out in podcast land that it's like our I think we're at 1.37 listeners.
That's what the show notes say. Yep.
Yeah, and see, there he is yipping. He might yip. He might yap. He might bite my ankle.
Okay.
He might eat a fresh shit directly out of his ass because he kind of likes to do that.
So why is he running for office? Sorry, I promise to never go political.
Hey-o.
Apologize for that.
You know what? And he's very upset, but my wife is going to come home and rescue us from this upset little dog very soon.
Okay.
Jesus Barking Christ.
Jesus Barking Christ. I was going to ask you a question. Now I can't remember what it is because I've been drinking. You got this puppy. Is there a story behind the puppy? Is he, did you rescue him from the dumpster behind the Taco Bell where you work?
You know, my friends have been accusing my wife and I of being hipsters. Now they've that's not accurate. You guys are yuppies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Yuppie. Really? Which, hey, you know how good I am at rhyming? Yuppie rhymes with puppy.
Okay. Is that why you did it?
That's not entertaining. No, but anyway.
I was going to say, I wish that's how life worked, Joe. I wish all you had to do was start rhyming, and then the thing you rhymed with would come your way. That would be so good, you know? I was like,
yeah.
I would start saying things like, okay, now I'm thinking of rhymes, and I can't think of any. That's embarrassing. Sussy. Cussy. Mussy. Russy. I can't, yeah.
Gary Busey?
Gary Busey. Gary Busey and his great big altar to the Regina. Now, okay, this is stupid.
So this is going south. It's going south. Let me get back.
Well, yeah, that's the point. It's going down to the deep, moist south. So your friends are accusing you of being yuppies, so you got a dog. I don't know
how
this works.
Well, that is, you know, if you're truly a yuppie or if you're truly a hipster, you would only get a rescue dog. How?
I see.
Technically, this is not a rescue dog, and I use that as evidence that I'm not a hipster. My wife, however, is embarrassed that it's not a rescue dog. Well, I think she is. Maybe she really doesn't give a shit. But, maybe we did rescue it because we got it from Craigslist, which means somebody had a puppy they didn't want anymore. They're not breeders. This is not a puppy mill. And this puppy needed a place to live, and they sold the puppy to us. And so, all right? So is it a rescue or not? Why don't you be the judge?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself to be a rescue husband?
Yes.
I mean,
she didn't find me on Craigslist, and she didn't find me at the Humane Society. But
she found you on the side of the road, and I think for this podcast, your wife's name is what, Megan? I can't remember. What did we say your wife's name is?
Her name's not Megan. That's an ex-girlfriend. My wife's name... Oh boy! I don't even know my. I'm not very romantic. I don't even know my wife's name.
Your name? Well,
her name is Pauline. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Pauline. Okay. I was gonna suggest Allison.
She's lovely. Oh, Allison.
Yeah. But I think Pauline's better. So I remember when I first met Pauline, I was very, very drunk, and I said, "Hey, you find Joe and Dumpster?" And I passed out.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
She really did improve my life, and I consider that a rescue, maybe emotionally.
Absolutely.
See?
So in that respect,
I'm a little sappy when it comes to my wife.
I understand. I am sappy when it comes to my wife as well, whose name is Allison, it turns out, by happy coincidence of me just deciding right now.
How is Allison, by the way?
She's well. She's a little bit under the weather. Thank you for asking. As you know, we have a son. He is a little germ factory, and he has gotten her sick. And he's being punished. We don't take that kind of thing lightly around here. That's germ warfare. That's terrorism. And he is, as you know, part brown, because my wife is full brown. So we don't want him to go down that path. Anyway, let's talk about some important things. We've talked about your dog, which is important. We've talked about your wife, my wife, my son. Let's talk about some important things. Let's talk about the podcast, Joe. I have some things that I need to get off my chest, so to speak, which is thematic with the ad that I'll be reading later. But first of all, let me get some things off my chest. I got a text message from my cousin Joe Neal. You may have met him. He's you. And the text message, this was a few weeks ago, it said, "Please listen to the podcast. It's the one beautiful thing in my life, and I needed to share it with somebody." And I was like, seriously, dude, you want me to listen to the podcast that we make so that we can share the listening of the podcast with each other? Yeah. Are you fucking serious? I really got that text message. That was sincere.
As per usual, you got my text a little bit off and made it kind of sound like terrible of... just very bleak situation.
I'll read that shit right now. I'm logging into my phone.
Okay.
You talk.
Let me tell you, the podcast is not the only beautiful thing in my life, but I do find myself without people to share it with because nobody listens to the fucking thing.
Found it. Found the text. Here, Ray. Listen.
Okay,
Hey, Jason, how does Dropbox work? Are we only share? Wait, no, that's not it. Sorry. Call me later. What is with the sea anemone? Nope, that's not it. All right.
That's a real text.
Yeah.
Weird. Really is. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to find it. This is the effort I have undertaken where I can't share it with everyone. It's hard. It's just you and me. So-and-so is not interested. Another person is not interested. It's just for me, and I'm proud of it. Just for me and you. Listen to it.
That is kind of bleak.
I did not paraphrase. I left out a few names to protect the innocent. Yeah. But, dude, you actually sent me a text begging me to listen to our podcast so that we would have something that we share.
So embarrassing.
What I love about that, Joe, is that we share the making of the podcast. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all we need. And I don't mean that's all we need, like, screw you, go to hell, the other hours of the week. I mean... that's like everything. That's the whole world, right? That's all we need, man. It's like, I don't need don't need to talk about politics. I don't need to like better myself. I don't need to raise my son. All I need is a podcast. And I got one. It's with my cousin. My brother from another mother, but the same grandmother.
Well, see, you enjoy it immensely while we're doing it. At least you've said that you do. If you said it on the air, so it's like that's etched in stone forever. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it afterwards, and I find that now that there are a few people that listen to it and talk to me about it. But I was like, oh man, you know what it was? It was me just trying to compel you to listen to it so we could discuss it further.
Yeah,
and this is me just being a narcissist again. Like, come on, Jason. Listen to the fucking podcast. Nobody gives a shit about it but me, which might be true. Some people are listening to it at least as a favor, but not you. You won't listen to it.
No.
You keep the podcast at arm's length, which is really weird. Hey, man, do you have a cricket sound for me?
Should I play it now? I kind of ruined the mood, didn't I?
No. I would just like to say, anyone? Is anyone listening to this podcast?
Joe, I'm anyone? Doing you wrong. I'm looking for all right, let me say a few things.
Sure. No, we don't need no fucking crickets, man. See, not even the crickets are listening to this shit.
Apparently. I swear to God, Joe, I'm in our this is embarrassing. I'm in our Dropbox and I am not seeing the crickets you're talking about. What's it called?
This is gonna blow your mind. The sound effect is called cricket sound.
Yeah, I'm in our Dropbox and there's no cricket sound. It goes bad jokes one straight to Daffy's special trick, so there's no C word.
Well, you know what? We are ill prepared. We take 1 week off and we don't know what the fuck we're doing anymore.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. This is something I wanted to bring up. You want me to listen to the podcast? I listened to it last week. Because I have to reconfigure my system to do the podcast because we got Skype going in the background music and all this stuff, and I got it all reconfigured. But to go back to normal, I have to unreconfigure it or whatever that means. And so, in order to test, make sure that it still works, I double clicked the file and I listened to like 3 seconds of our podcast. And I was so horrified by the sound of my own voice for those 3 seconds. I had to listen to Evanescence for like 9 hours straight. Okay, it was, frankly, the best 9 hours of my life.
And you scrubbed your brain of the horror of our podcast.
Exactly. And it was like, so you talk about hipster. Let me ask you a question, Joe. I know we go off on tangents and we kind of move around a lot, but I'll get back to this. Just, I'm listening to Evanescence and I'm 45 years old and I'm going to Hot Topic and I'm wearing dark eyeliner. Is that hipster? What is that? How would you describe that? Which is just sad, I think, is.
No, that is an antiquated state of being that used to be called goth, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think there's a thing called emo now that is comparable somehow. But, yeah.
Well,
South Park addressed that.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They figured it out, I think, 100%.
Let me close by saying this, just because I'm on this subject, and I'll come back to what we're talking about. You want me to listen to the podcast? I accidentally listened to 3 seconds of it, horrified me. I escaped into Evanescence, became obsessed with them for about 9 hours, and in the course of, this is true, I'm not making this up, in the course of listening to their music, I was Googling them and seeing what they were up to and all this stuff, right? And I was looking at pictures of the lead singer, whose name is Amy Lee, and how she has gone from this sort of waifish, gothish, you know, rock queen to a little bit older, a little bit more fleshed out, if you will, more mature woman. And in as much as she was very attractive back then, I gotta be honest with you, a 45-year-old Hot Topic visiting black eyeliner me kind of was more attracted to older, fleshier, a little saggier Amy Lee. I'm gonna be just now, is that hipster? I don't know. Can you explain this?
I think it just speaks to your maturity.
Is that what it is?
You understand the human beings that you can relate to and really make a connection with.
That's
and
what
it's
it
not
is.
Some 22-year-old goth queen waif. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Maybe at some point that was the case, but you know, You're a man now.
Yeah.
And you've been walking the planet for a little while, and you have a refined taste.
I prefer them with a little bit of substance underneath their nails. That's not a very good image. Let me try again. I prefer them with a little bit of
wisdom in their eyes.
Wisdom in their eyes. Subcutaneous wisdom around the hips there. I don't know what I'm saying. This is just stupid. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Here's something else I thought about in terms of the whole podcasting thing, right? Because that's the subject we're on. Because we got to stay on a theme.
Bullshit.
No. One of the things I was thinking about, I want your comments on this, I want your thoughts, is that we were having these great conversations on the phone. One of us said we should record these. The other one said the same thing. We decided, let's do it. Let's make a podcast. Why not? So we did. We started recording our conversations. The podcast was born. And now what happens is we call each other on Skype. I hit record. We start talking. We do it for an hour. I hit stop. And then we talk for another fucking hour. And at the end of that hour, we say, you know, we should have recorded that.
That's true.
What the fuck, dude? Are we going to have to start a second podcast? Okay, Just Be Cousins is a podcast about the making of Just Be Cousins. But the second podcast would be about the aboutness of making Just Be Cousins, I guess. I don't know.
It would just get too complicated. I think maybe we just need to stick with this.
And, no, you know, I think we should record it, Joe. And I think that after we record that, we should then hit stop and have another conversation that we think should be recorded. And we should keep doing that until all we do is record conversations. We don't do anything else. And then anytime you send me a text message saying, please listen to the podcast, I can respond with, can't, we're actually recording right now.
It will become too meta, and then everything will spin out of control. That's all I'm saying. This is the disagreement portion of our podcast.
This is the disagreement portion of our podcast, because I disagree with the idea that anything can ever be too meta. It's black or white. It's either meta or it's not. I don't cotton to this idea. You're making me mad now. There's no such thing as too meta. What does that mean? Too meta.
I don't know. We need to wrest control at some point. Uh-oh. Okay. That little puppy just slurped a turd right out of his own butt.
Okay. This is where
I'm sorry. That was it's shocking. The turd did hit the ground, but just barely. And he got it right away. And now I'm doing this podcast. I cannot properly care for my puppy in this situation.
Uh-oh. You hear that?
I have a bad feeling about this.
Jesus fucking Christ!
The power of Christ compels you!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let's get ready to...
Christ off. Christ, 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 Christ,
Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if you heard that warning sound, it's the impromptu Christ off. Today brought to you by a product that I didn't write down. Joe, you said that we were going to have a Christ off in the show, and I told you that we were going to have one as well. And I said it was going to be random. It's go time. Are you ready?
I think so. Maybe we should explain the rules of the Christ off.
Nope.
All right. Fuck it.
Go
ahead. Okay. I'm going to start with a classic. That would be Jesus tap dancing Christ.
It's good. It's good. How about this one? Jesus banjo playing Christ.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Jesus tutu wearing pasty twirling Christ.
Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and your Aunt Jemima Christ.
Jesus slurping up a turd out of his butthole like a piece of spaghetti in Lady of the Tramp Christ.
Jesus flames on the side of a 73 Pontiac Christ. What are you talking about?
Jesus snot rocketing on his over easy eggs Christ.
I detect a theme. Jesus peanut butter parfait Christ. That's one you can just slip in on the side there. Jesus peanut butter parfait Christ.
You know, I think you win. That was that was just nice and clean. You could say that one to the kids. Well, no, you can't say any of those to any kids.
Wait, I don't get to say all the rest of the ones that I wrote down?
Oh, look, Jesus, you win. Just keep running.
Jesus gently, Jesus gently, genuinely genuflecting Christ. Jesus Bop Hansen Christ on a Home Depot reject particle board. Cross. Jesus spiritually ejaculating the holy seeds of verbal wisdom into my mouth. Christ. Okay, that one's... Oh, jeez. Thank God no one listens to us.
Jesus dressed up like... Jesus dressed like Ronald McDonald doing the robot Christ.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. Jesus dressed up like Ronald Reagan doing the robot Christ.
No, Ronald McDonald.
What did I say? What did
he
I say?
Said Ronald Reagan, which is pretty good.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus, jump back, make me want to kiss myself. Christ, that was funny.
I ran out. I was not properly prepared for this, but damn, I'm impressed with this Jesus Christ off, and I think you should be declared the winner immediately.
Okay, I accept the crown. It is a crown of it's not a crown of thorns. It's a crown of porns. I gave up porn for Lent because Lent started yesterday. Did you give up anything for Lent, Joe?
No, man, I'm not into that thing. Well, it's
not into what thing?
Well, you know what? No, I didn't give up anything.
Do you
I
want
haven't
to?
Been smoking.
Okay.
But that wasn't because of Lent.
Okay.
Can that count, though? I haven't been
if
smoking.
If you keep it up for another 39 days, yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's what Lent is? That's a tough one. I don't know. The plan is maybe never smoke again. See, that's not a whole lot of conviction behind that. see what I can do. I'm just trying to cut down.
Sure.
I'm doing okay so far. Yeah.
We are, my cousin Joe and I were having a conversation the other day. I don't know why. We don't ever talk unless it's on the podcast, but for some reason we were talking. And he had to go get some smokes. And halfway through the conversation, cut out. I don't know if it was AT&T fucking with me or what, but they're like, hey, motherfucker got to get his cigarettes, so bye-bye. Smoking kills, Joe. It kills.
Yeah, yeah. And, hey, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Jesus Christ off, by the way. That was a nice surprise. And you had really good ones. Jesus Christ makes me think of something. Darth Vader.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that.
Well, that seems like a very strange direction to go, but just think about it for a second. I mean, anybody who's a Star Wars fan understands that Darth Vader and Jesus Christ have some things in common.
That's true. That's true. They both
and
have no arms and no legs.
Intentionally, they kind of Jesus Christed Darth Vader. Intentionally. He's a Christ-like figure in some ways. Would
sure.
you agree?
I would. I think it was episode 5, Empire Strikes Back, when he did the Sermon on the Mount, and he was passing out the loaves and the fishes to the stormtroopers and the Ewoks. Was that Vader? No?
No, I'm talking about in one of the kind of substandard prequels, they alluded to the fact that he was immaculately conceived.
That
fucking
is a good
Darth
point.
Vader.
That's a good point.
They,
however,
they alluded to that.
I am going to call you out on this one. If you're listening, go to Wikipedia and look this up. Jesus was not immaculately conceived.
No?
No. So, according to your analogy, then Luke Skywalker would be the Jesus because Mary was the one who was immaculately conceived. The Immaculate Conception refers to the birth of Mary, the mother of Christ, not to
no.
Jesus himself. Yeah, look it up.
Now I wasn't raised Christian, but that's can I have that fucking wrong? That I no Jesus, Son of God,
yeah,
immaculately impregnated.
Nope,
Mary. What are you doing? Now you're just fucking with me. Stop.
I'm not. I am not. I am doing the hipster thing where I act all like superior in my knowledge and shit, because I literally got into a fight with five people, one of whom, I'm not making this up, Joe, one of whom who had an aunt who was a nun who called me to tell me I was wrong. And I took that black and white wearing hoe to Wikipedia, and I took her to the Catholic Wikipedia. There's like a Wikipedia for Catholicism, and I showed her. It says right here on the page, it is popularly misunderstood that the Immaculate Conception refers to the birth of Jesus, when in fact it refers to Mary. It was necessary for her to be conceived immaculately so that she could be born free of sin. Otherwise, she would not be fit to be the mother of God. And listen, this is coming from me, and I am a diehard agnostic. So you know it's true.
Well, my mind just turned to mush and just slowly dribbled out of my nose as I stared blankly off into the distance. It was, I don't even know what the fuck to say. Hey, wait, I was talking about Darth Vader.
Yeah, go back to Darth Vader. I think you could spin this. I think you can work it. So keep going. Because you're right.
I'm just saying.
Anakin was conceived without the benefit of having his mom get busy with a dude. You're right.
That's right. And right. He had a very high midichlorian count, and you know what that means. That he's the one. He was immaculately conceived. You know, it was believed that he would bring balance to the Force. I guess eventually Luke did that. I don't know. But
did
what
he?
I'm saying
I
is, I think it's... Now, you've already been blasphemous, I think. You called a nun like a black and white wearing hoe about like 45 seconds ago or something. So we're deep into blasphemy here, and what I want to say is comparing Darth Vader to Jesus, I think, is blasphemous, and yet I've never heard that complaint yet from any religious folks.
You've never heard like the Pope say...
That's offensive. That you please do not compare Darth Vader to Jesus Christ. I've never heard that. I'm not a Christian, but that's how I feel.
What would be the offense, though? Is it because Darth Vader like killed a bunch of children and Jesus?
Thank you. See, that's what I'm talking about. Darth Vader is a child murderer.
And people who worship Jesus molest children. I see the parallels. It makes sense to me.
Ooh, blasphemy.
No, it's not blasphemy. That's a literal truth.
There are a significant
portion of the population.
you're just stating facts.
I'm just stating facts. Look, I don't know if you're preaching to the choir, pun kind of intended here, Joe, but it is my concerted belief. I am not trying to be funny. I'll try to be funny later. I am not trying to be funny right now. It is my concerted belief that most religions perpetrate evil, that 99.9% of the evil in the world is due to the perpetration of religion, that people who believe in God believe in an evil being. I wrote a novel. I fucking wrote a fucking novel about this subject last November. Yeah, I did.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, you opened up a can of worms here, kid. You might want to move on.
I had a very simple point, which is, look, I'm not a Christian, but I do think that the idea of Jesus is a beautiful thing.
What is it? What's the idea then? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, that of treating everyone with kindness and love and forgiveness. I think that's a good thing to focus on.
Grover treats people with kindness and forgiveness. He's Jesus now. What's the deal with Jesus?
Let's just say this. Jesus was a nice guy, and Darth Vader was a fucking child murderer. And by the way, if you're in a sword fight with lasers with Darth Vader,
yeah.
It will not be an honorable duel where the best man wins. Like, fucking Darth Vader will use his mind to throw a fucking refrigerator at the back of your head while you're trying to just have a sword fight with him with lasers.
And that makes him the best man. What, you're going to walk up to Darth Vader? You're going to walk up to Darth Vader and say, hey, man, let's just see who can win at a sword fight. Darth Vader like, no, fuck, let's see who can not die. Refrigerator back of the head, I guess not you. Later.
Yeah, and I guess maybe a lot of Jedis do that thing where they throw huge objects at your face while you're trying to sword fight with them. But I'm just saying that doesn't seem honorable to me. If the contest is a laser sword fight,
look,
then why are you throwing a huge fucking air conditioning unit at my head with your mind. Now, perhaps that does make him it's a more formidable opponent in other ways, that he can pick up, you know, a fucking Volkswagen Bug and throw it at your face with his mind. I'm just saying, he fights dirty. He's a dirty son of a bitch. He's a child murderer. And let's not compare him to Jesus Christ, who is a swell dude.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, like, because this is a podcast about itself, I need to point out that we've only got 23 minutes left, and I don't think that's enough time to cover all the things that I want to scream at you about. But I'm going to try. We still got a couple ads to do. We got to do arguments for cancellation. And I also have another beer to drink, and I need to embarrass myself in the last 5 minutes of the show. So there's a lot going on, but a couple things. Sure. Dirty fighting. Fuck that. Who came up with this idea of dirty fighting? If you go up to a motherfucker and you say, I'm going to kill you, and then he throws a refrigerator at the back of your head, and you say, oh, dirty fighting. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I'm not dead, though, stupid. This idea of dirty fighting is just... Shut the fuck up. Not you, Joe. You don't need to shut the fuck up. Everyone else said, honorable, if you want to stick your sword in a man, okay, you've already given up all pretense of honor. Basically, what you're saying is, my dick's not sharp enough, so I'm going to use this sword. That's what you're doing. That's what fighting is. It's homoerotic. If you want to put your hands on another man, just admit you want to have sex with him. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly acceptable. It's even a beautiful thing. And I would watch it. If you videotaped it and had some music and I was very, very drunk, I would watch it. So just do that.
All right, so no pun intended, but I'm going to pull you out of this hole. I will concede the point that if you're having a sword fight with somebody, just try to survive. And what the hell, what does it even mean to be a dirty fighter? I agree with you. I just need you to agree with me before I would like to do an ad after this, but just concede the point that Darth Vader is a son of a bitch.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, he killed a bunch of kids. And if your goal, Joe, is to say, Darth Vader killed a bunch of kids, Darth Vader's like Jesus. Ha ha, all you people who like Jesus, I compared your man to an asshole. Ha ha on you. I agree with you, yes. Because, as I said, I believe religion is evil, and I believe that, I believe all kinds of things that I can't think of right now because I've had two beers. But if that's your point, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. Well, look, I think everybody would do fine if they were just a little bit more like JC. And what I mean by that is grow your hair out long, have a fantastic beard, wear sandals. And,
Jesus, jambalaya in a bowl made out of dried up pizza shit. Christ, you're right. You want to do a couple ads? Okay,
let's see here. I've got some copy here. I'll do mine first if you don't mind.
I think that yours should go first today. Go. Oh, I should turn down the music. And is there an intro I need to play?
That's a word from our sponsors. All right.
I learned how to turn down music with my mouse wheel instead of my mouse finger. So
Darth Vader would do it with his fucking mind and then throw a refrigerator at your face. Go ahead.
He would. All right. I don't think you can hear this, can you?
Are you ready for a little more spice? A little more heat? Sometimes plain old A1 original recipe steak sauce doesn't have enough kick. Not enough for a real man. Sometimes you need A1 bold and spicy. It makes Heinz 57 look like a broke dick ketchup. The full flavor and burn of this sauce is not for quivering weenie boys. Go ahead. Slather that steak with A1 bold and spicy. What are you, scared? Are you going to cry now? Come on, cry for me. Oh, look, your mascara is running down your cheeks. Well, fucking wash your face, lift up your skirt, grab your balls if you have any, and try some A1 bold and spicy steak sauce. It makes your A1 look like B2. You little bitch. You little punk bitch.
Oh, man. I'm so glad that they are one of our sponsors. They get us, and the money that they send to us so we can make this podcast is Well appreciated. Okay.
So that's the copy. I find it a little curious, but yeah, it's got an outro for me.
I sure do. I sure do got an outro, and it's called
A Word from Our Sponsors.
It's called A Word from Our Sponsor.
Well, let me tell you, I did find it a little curious. Oh, see, that's my wife. She's home. She's saying hi to the puppy.
She's saying hi to Jesus barking Christ.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, yeah. She's being attacked by the puppy.
Okay,
I just want to say, and maybe you found this curious, I thought that the copy was bizarre. It's a little machismo, and it's an A1 ad all but talks shit about A1. So, like, don't they still want to sell the original recipe of A1?
Okay. One of the themes of this show is Jesus. And Jesus will smack you down. He will grind you into the dirt just so he can bring you back up. And that's all the A1's doing. They're just smacking you down so they can bring you back up. But I have a different approach to bringing enlightenment to the masses. Let me bring you this ad right here. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
This one's for the ladies. Ladies, are you tired of whipping them out in public to get a little sunshine, only to have some slack-jawed pervert stare at you like a runner-up in a cantaloupe drawing contest? You get fed up with the way weirdos and ne'er-do-wells rule lasciviously in your direction whenever you let the twins out to see how they might fare in a Zeppelin race? Are you just a little weary of the way men hoop and holler at you just because you're grinding out a few slow hip gyrations on the pole and your mammarian delights happen to be bouncing to the beat of a Motley Crue tune? Think how great it would be if you could walk into your local grocery store with your bosoms on full display and get no more notice than a potted plant or a Thomas Kincaid print on the wall. Or maybe you'd like to climb up on a table at a nearby bistro, remove your blouse, and celebrate the deliciousness of your puttanesca, Alfredo, while the other patrons ignore you utterly and dig deep into their own plates of penne alla arrabbiata. At Larco, we make dreams a reality. Introducing man nipples. Man nipples are small, hypnoallergic stickers that you place on your areolas, and voila! Now the only thing people will see when the girls come out to play are a pair of male teats. Man nipples come in a variety of shades and shapes, from John Cena to Denzel Washington to Ernest Borgnine. Or, if you're feeling really saucy, put on a pair of RuPaul's. They won't know what the hell they're staring at. You can purchase Man Nipples online right now, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, you'll receive absolutely free a genuine, one-of-a-kind Trump Coif Merkin. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. You and the girls deserve to be free, ladies. Try Man Nipples today.
Wow. A word from our sponsors. A very bizarre word from our sponsors. That is maybe... I don't want to speak ill of any product, any company that is supporting us. But that might be the most worthless product ever.
No, it's true, though. Actually, okay, so, full disclosure, I was talking to the boffins at Larco, and they were like, they're asking me, like, okay, what's this deal with Instagram? I'm like, seriously, guys? They're like, yeah, what's the deal with Instagram? We hear a lot about it. What's the deal? And I was like, it's just this place where people post pictures of things. And they're like, we heard that people were taking pictures of nude women and putting, like cutting out the male nipples and putting on cutting out the female nipples and putting on male nipples, and then somehow they were getting through the filters. Is that true? I was like, no, that's not actually how it happened. But they're like, we can do that, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we can make a product for people so that they can be naked and no one will be upset. I mean, if you're walking down the street and you see a woman and she's got hairy nipples and Donald Trump's hair for a frontage, so to speak, down there. You're not gonna stare at her. You're gonna run away screaming, right? She's safe. I was like, yeah. She's like, they're like, it's sort of like a redneck. It's like a redneck burka. I'm like, okay, if that's what you guys think, yeah. And so they whipped it into production, and apparently sales have been through the roof. They sold two last month. So, yep.
One of Ernest Borgnine's, and then one of
John Cena. That's right,
John Cena. Yeah, that's mismatched. That's hideous.
Okay. Oh
well,
boy.
Anyway.
Yeah. We sure do have fun thinking up shit for this podcast, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you had any other topics of conversation that were just burning.
Oh, yeah,
burning,
thousands.
Burning.
We need to get to the arguments for cancellation, and I do have show notes that I've written down. Let me go through my notebook here. Let's see. Banjos covered that. Video games covered that. Ah, shoot. I don't know if you can hear this in the background. I'm literally looking through a notebook right now. We haven't talked about Danzig yet. Simpatico, Bonanza, Goat Vulva, Taco Bell, Zane Clown Posse. I think we've covered everything.
You know, it's and I think we can leave it out this time. Every single time we end up getting into some conversation about my job at Taco Bell, I'm kind of glad that we didn't have to go into that because I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we beat a dead horse again.
So
with that,
I heard
people don't need to hear about my boring job. So I'm glad that we kind of set that aside just for now. Maybe we'll come back to it because every once in a while it's worth discussing. But
isn't beating a dead horse the way they tenderize the taco melt? Oh, yeah, that was stupid.
Oh!
I apologize. I need another beer.
I almost did the Andrew Dice Clay reach around, but I didn't have a cigarette. I'm not smoking. So.
Did you want to do arguments for cancellation?
Yeah. Let's get that out of the way. How are we doing on time here? We got a little bit left, right?
10 minutes or so. 12, 15, something like that, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess we can go for that. So
okay.
You got an intro for me here?
I do. Can I just tell you something, though, real quick, as I search for that and pretend that I'm talking spontaneously, not just filling space while I search fruitlessly through Dropbox?
Yeah, this time I'm here for you. Yeah, What's going on?
I am enjoying I don't think there's anything that's too meta, and yes, I love bringing up the fact that we talk about this podcast on our podcast. I'm really enjoying how we've got to the point now on our J curve that we kind of like are like, hey, what do you want to talk about now? Now what's happening? Let's do this. I feel like before we were just so frantic, just like, oh, I want to say this, I want to do this, blah, 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 blah. But now we're like, hey, man, how's it going? Hey, you want to do this? Okay, sure, whatever. It's all good. I just like I like where the podcast is right now. I'm feeling good. So, you know what I mean?
It is relaxing. And it's something triggered. There's a rebellious part of my mind, a rebellious part of my consciousness. And, you know, when my good friend was suggesting that we have a theme, I feel like I just automatically wanted to rail against that suggestion. And I think this time we've really done it. Well, I don't know. We have done it. We've bounced around
a little bit.
There's not a theme running through this show, and
there kind of is. I mean, there's the Jesus theme. I did bring up Evanescence. I'm about to again. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But they were accused of being a Jesus band once, so it kind of works, right?
Really? Goth
yeah.
Jesus band?
Yeah, but apparently at one point somebody said that they used to be or were, you know, a Jesus band, like Striper. Or Flyleaf.
Jesus, goth makeup, clove smoking Christ. That's all I have to say.
I was just gonna say I like where the podcast is. I listen to a lot of Evanescence, and there's this thing I realized that I like, and that is that Amy Lee takes me to the edge. Joe, you are a musician, so you can appreciate the what's it called, the leading note, the sub semitone. You know, the note you play right before you play the tonic, right? It's like you set up all this tension, and you're just riding that tension, and then you resolve it by playing the tonic, right? That's how music works, right?
Yes.
And when she hits that sub-semitone, that leading note, when she rides that thing, I'm just like, I'm on the edge. It's like if you go for a run, and you're not exhausted, but you're almost exhausted, or I'm going to be a little bit naughty here, it's like right before an orgasm, like right before it, it's just like you're there. You're just like, oh yeah, and you want to be there all the time. It's like, oh, Joe, yeah. That's
well,
not
watch out if you're running naked, And then you come, you might slip on your own spooge and hurt yourself.
Jesus slipping on his own spooge, Christ, you are right.
Good. Yes, yes.
But my point is...
That was a good one. Good.
My point is that I feel like our last several podcasts, we were trying too hard to be on that leading note, that sub-semitone. We're trying to be right there on that edge. Whereas now I feel like, you know what? We're more like a fifth. We're a fifth. We're one of the dominant. Is that what they call it in music? We're a fifth above the tonic. We're just, it's just nice.
Am I singing the melody and you're doing the fifth now? Are we harmonizing?
Sort of, yeah. You're, one of us is the dominant. Okay, I always forget. Is dominant the fifth and subdominant's the fourth?
Oh boy. You know what? That terminology. I can't ever get it straight.
I can't.
And I'm a
either.
Decent guitar player, but the music theory, it escapes me from time to time. You know more. You're better at the terminology than me. Keep it up.
Well, that's the ironic thing, right? It's like, in as much as, there's my phrase again, I know a thing or two about music theory. I can't play an instrument to save my life, whereas you can play an instrument to save your life. But let's move on. I just wanted to say that I like where the podcast is now. It feels good to me. It's no longer that, you know, gotta try so hard. It's more like, let's just be in it, and I'm liking this. So I'm gonna play now. Is there an intro for Arguments for Cancellation? Yeah, AFC intro.
I put in the AFC intro.
There is. All right, I should go back here. Turn this
gather
down.
My thoughts here.
Turn. Wait. Hey, don't be a jerk. Turn that down. Go back. Hit intro, and nothing happened. Thanks, Dropbox. Huh. Oh, here we go.
Sometimes that is better.
Okay. So this week, I'm going to make an argument that I've made before on a previous podcast. The reason why my argument for cancellation this time, as it was before, is that there's too much obscenity. Mm-hmm. We say the word fuck too much. And I addressed that before. I gave really clear evidence, straight from the podcast, that we say the word way too often. And guess what? It just kept getting worse. Wouldn't you agree? Are you gonna try and defend our use of that word and just how excessive it is?
No, I totally agree. I 100% agree. I don't see the MP3 on our Dropbox, but I agree with you. What have I done wrong here? What's
bummer.
It called?
Oh, here, let me tell you what it's called. Maybe our Dropbox has failed us this week, but the first montage of evidence was called the clusterfuck.
Okay.
And you're not seeing that on the Dropbox?
No.
Oh boy. Well. Well, let me tell you that I made another one.
Okay.
And it's excessive. It's excessive. And I wanted to call it Clusterfuck 2 Electric Boogaloo, but you know what? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I already took that joke, which really bums me out. Uh-huh. It bums me out. So, dang, I guess maybe we don't get to hear it. Maybe we'll have to wait until next time.
No, let's work this out. What's it called? I mean, what's the deal?
Well, what I've decided to call it is not Clusterfuck 2 Electric Boogaloo, mm-hmm. but something that kind of has the same ring to it, and it's inspired by Joe Pesci. I call it Clusterfuck 2, You Motherfucker You.
See, that's awesome, and now I have to play it. Joe, we're going to work this out. I don't care if we do it on air. I don't care if this is bad radio. We're going to do this.
Right.
Where is it? How come I'm not seeing it? You put it in the Dropbox.
Yep, I did. I'm looking at our Dropbox right now, and I see it in there. Do you need to refresh the Dropbox?
I'll try refreshing the Dropbox. Okay. No, maybe there's more than one page of Dropboxedness. I don't. Okay, I'm gonna try it this way. This won't work. No, that's not gonna work.
You have editing power.
Do I have editing power? I believe I do.
I put you on there. I put you on there.
Okay, I'm sorting.
We might have to wait. We can't work this shit out just right here while we're recording.
Yes,
can
we can. We can talk about all kinds of things here. Let me ask you this question, and you can talk about it while okay. Or let me do this. Which one of us should be working on this? The other one should talk because we're going. I need Joe. You don't understand. I need to hear this montage. It's
oh,
it is.
You know what? I might have just fixed it. So clusterfuck to you, motherfucker you. Let me see if I can get it up there. Actually,
email it to me if you got to for crying out loud.
Okay, hold on a second. I've got this. I'm putting it now. Tell me if this works. We got dead air.
No dead air. I could tell the joke. I could sing a song. I can. I got notes. Are you fixing stuff? Can I tell you how much I hate the word simpatico? I hate that word. Fucking hate it. Motherfucker, listen to me. I hate that word. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because I was watching, and I'm not making this up. This is true. I was watching a documentary about, what's her name? The blonde conservative talk person who's just a real jerk. The skinny one.
Ann Coulter.
Yeah, Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. The provocateur.
The provocatrix. Yes. I've read all of her books because they're hilariously bad. I don't mean like I'm a liberal and she's conservative, so I think that she's wrong. I mean they're poorly written, poorly argued, poorly fucking published. They're piles of shit. No, they're not piles of shit because you know what you do with a pile of shit? You pick it up, you put it in your field, you grow corn. Or you watch your puppy eat it, and it's hilarious. They're like, what's the inverse of meta? Her books are the inverse of meta shit, okay? And so is she. And she's a terrible person. I was watching a documentary about her, and on the documentary, they were talking to Bill Maher,
who ostensibly is a friend of hers.
Exactly. That's why they were talking to her. And Bill
Maher always confuses me.
Yeah, yeah. He claims to be liberal, fine, whatever. He claims to be, you know, a provocateur of his own. But I've always thought that he was a level of – see, I don't want to say douchebag because I understand that we call people douchebags because – there's supposed to be a relation to the female anatomy. That's supposed to be demeaning in some way. But frankly, I think the female anatomy is worthy of praise and glory. So I don't call him a douchebag. But I also want to use a word that's commonly understood to be referred to somebody as seriously worthy of pooping on constantly. I think he's one of those. Anyway, my point is this, is that in this documentary, they're talking to him and they're talking – he's talking about how they disagree, but they also agree to disagree, and that makes them so – and he said this with no irony, Joe. No irony. He goes, that makes us so simpatico, and it ruined – that. Him saying that word, Joe, it sent reverberations of disdain and ire back through time to the first time I heard the word when I was like 6 years old, and I remember being six going, fuck that word. That word is stupid. And now I know why, because Bill Maher said it in terms of how he gets along with Ann Coulter. Did you fix the MP3 yet?
Well, you know what? It looks like it is loading some stuff into the – see, what I did was, and I apologize, I changed drop boxes. I tried to make a new drop box, and that just fucked everything up.
Oh, I see.
So I am moving stuff back to the original drop box, I think. And
okay.
And it says that it's almost – loaded.
Okay.
So, does this mean that you have disdain for Bill Maher in general?
Yeah, I had
just
this
period. You just don't like Bill Maher. That's what you're saying.
I had that before the simpatico thing. So right. I fully admit that I went into this experience ready to think he was going to say something asinine, and sure enough, he delivered. Thanks, Bill Maher. Always thought he was just a. Jesus, Bill Maher, Christ, I do not like that guy.
Wow. Well, sometimes I enjoy that. You know what? We'll have to have a whole segment where we disagree about Bill Maher at some point.
You like Bill Maher?
Podcast
over. Nice knowing you, Joe.
That's it. Arguments for cancellation. Hey, you know what I just realized? This is the best argument for cancellation. In the segment of arguments for cancellation, we completely lost control of the podcast.
Therefore, we should cancel. Honestly, I thought that your argument for cancellation was just going to be, hey, go listen to episode 5. That's a pretty good argument for never doing this shit again. Listen to Jason in the last 10 minutes. There's a good reason to never do another fucking podcast.
Actually, I thought that was hilarious. But that's,
you're too kind.
I had a lot of fun with that, by the way. But, yeah.
You are too kind.
So, you know what? I don't think this is loading for us. It's stopped. It's stopped.
You know what? If it doesn't come back soon, I'm going to have to go with plan Z, which is – well, I don't know what plan Z is, but
You want me to email it to you?
Email it to me. And in the meantime, while it's emailing, why don't you tell me what your thoughts are about this?
Oh, God.
Are you emailing it, Joe?
Mother.
That's all you get.
Oh, Mr. Danzig. That's wonderful.
One of the for our fans, while Joe is emailing this to me, for our fans, yeah, we're gonna go over a little bit, but goddamn, I don't care. We go over every time. One of the original conversations that Joe and I had, which prompted us to think that we should record our conversations, was a 3-hour, you can't call it a fight because we were on the same side, but it was like we were fighting somebody. Both of us were fighting somebody. It was a fight about how much Danzig sucks. And I didn't know Danzig sucked. I mean, I'm not saying that I love Danzig. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. Danzig, whatever. I have no idea. I just know that I thought that the songs were kind of funny and not my cup of tea, but, you know, to each his own. But Joe was in unique form. Just for hours, he was talking about how terrible this was. And he would go on and on. And he would say all of the cool Joe things he would say. Like, he was like, he would go, Sir, look, Sir, listen, Sir, look, are you listening? Sir. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had on a telephone, honestly.
Lots of looking and listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was so good. And
you know what?
It led to us, you know, making the podcast. So that's what we're doing here.
And you know, I really liked when you get there's that YouTube video where it's somebody remade Danzig just playing. It's just terrible, messy version of Danzig, and it's,
yeah, what do they call that?
It's hilarious. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's on YouTube. You should tell the listeners if they want to go and watch something hilarious that shits all over Danzig all the time, then that's what they should try.
Well, they do this. There's a thing. They've done this thing with a lot of bands, and there's a word for it. It's like slash or
Yeah, there's a series of them. It's,
yeah,
really funny.
Is this it? Let's see. I don't know. This could be it. I think this is it. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Mother! Turning tables is not an undone way. Need children not to hear my words, but wait what they say. Mother. Mother! Can you tell me now, day and night? Can you hear me out of night and night? Oh, mother! Mother!
Okay, all right, so.
I really like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, they did that with that one Jesus band. Take me higher. What's that band?
Take me higher. What are you talking about?
Oh. That's the band. Take me higher. I'm going to Google it now. Creed. They did it with Creed. Remember that band Creed?
Yes, Creed. Oh, man. You didn't even have to do that to Creed.
Shred. That's what it's called. It's called Shreds. Go to YouTube. and do tape in your favorite band and type Shreds.
We're about to play some Dugan. Dugan, man. Let's do it.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
So for anybody who's wondering, this is the kind of thing that Joe and I do after the show when we've hit it. Yeah, so look up Creed Shreds or Nickelback Shreds or Danzig Shreds, and you'll find that. And this is the kind of thing that Joe and I usually do while I'm mixing the podcast down so I can publish it. The only reason to do it now is because we're trying to get this excuses for cancellation going, but it's not coming through. Did you email it to me, Joe?
You know what? I've got so much stuff going on my computer that it has slowed. It has screeched to a halt. And I think we are just screwed now.
You are breaking my back here. You're killing me. All right. Well, tell you what. It's just people will have to look forward to it next time. Or it'll come through and I'll somehow find a way to slap it up on the website. And I probably won't do that. I prefer it when you can talk about it. So I guess we should end today's show, Anticlimax. See, I ruined it, Joe. I was talking about how much I loved where we were. You know, in terms of like, it's just so easy and cool now. And now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the outro. We're going to say goodbye. I'm going to click stop. And then you and I are going to listen to Evanescence for 9 hours. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, look, this was the best argument for cancellation ever because we fucked up the entire podcast. Boom.
We fucked it all up. What are you going to do? It's just the way it is. All right, let me get through this ad before I play the outro music. Okay, ad's done. It's some dude in a field chasing some woman.
A little better.
Any last thoughts before we say goodbye to the good people out there in podcast listening land?
I would like to say, Jesus barking Christ.
Sounds good to me. All right, for Joseph Neal, I'm Jason Mark. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week, or we won't. I don't fucking know. Good night.
Bye.